You're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Centre. For more information, visit www.lmc.org.au.
When we were doing this service, we thought it would be a really great opportunity for you guys to hear a few testimonies. We weren't able to, for whatever reason, do the camp testimonies that we normally do. And so I've asked four people to just give a testimony, whether it happened at camp or whether it happened at youth or just in life. So I've got four people that are just going to share a brief testimony who come to youth, and you may not recognise their faces, but that's okay. Give them your full attention. I'm going to ask Hattie to come along. So why don't you give it a warm welcome as she shares. Thanks, Hattie.
Recently, God has helped me with making a few decisions in my life. Before I went to summer camp, I needed to make some decisions about a relationship I was in that was influencing me in the wrong way. One night on camp, someone talked about making decisions and how if you pray to God, he will help you make the right decision. I stayed back after the meeting and one of the leaders prayed with me and told me that God will help me to make the right choice, and even if I don't like the answer he gives me, it's what's best for me. After praying and meditating on his word, I came to a decision, and even though I couldn't see how it would work, in the end it all worked out, and he's done that a few times. I've prayed and he's just helped me. Even though I thought it was the wrong choice, I made the choice and it worked out the way it was meant to.
Hey guys, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Kaylin, and I'd like to share with you a little bit about my walk with God. I've always been a strong believer in Christ, and I love to pray to him often, you know, like thanking him for things that he's given me, and also asking him for help if I need it. For most of my life, there's always been a strong connection between him and me, but there hasn't been too many times when I've had to like really put all my trust into him and take that leap of faith until last year when my parents wanted me to move school. I really didn't want to move school. I kept thinking that there was absolutely just no way I was going to. I was quite rebellious and a little bit stubborn towards my parents. And yeah, I didn't want change. I was happy with where I was. I had a really nice group of friends and there was just no way I was moving. Yeah. One day, Mum said that next week we'd go have a tour of the school and just see what it's like, and then I'd also have an interview. Yeah, I decided that week, you know, I'd just go to frontline youth and see what it was like, see if there was something there for me that would help me. So they had a guest speaker. His name was Hamish. Yeah, he spoke about having to, like, put all your trust in God and take that leap of faith. He also said a few things about not being scared or rebellious to change and just not having a bad attitude to it. So, yeah, when he finished speaking, the worship team came back up on stage and, yeah, there was a time where you could go down to the front and just get prayer if, like, you needed it for something he talked about. Yeah, usually I'm pretty scared to go down the front and get prayer, but this time I just said, look, I don't care, I need this. So I went down and Nick came and prayed for me. Yeah, I was crying so much, I couldn't read the words on the screen to the worship song. When Mum came and picked me up, as soon as I got in the car, I was completely changed. I thought, you know, if I get into the school, I'll go and I'll just trust God and hopefully it'll be a really great experience. A week later, Mum rang the school, but there were no places. I was pretty relieved, but at the same time, I was also a little bit disappointed. Another week later, the school rang us, and they told us I got in. I was sort of confused. I didn't know whether to be happy or nervous or whatever. Yeah, but now I'm at the school, I'm having a really good time, I've got some great friends, and yeah, this experience has definitely helped me to grow a stronger faith in God, and it's taught me that if you just believe and trust God that everything will work out, it will.
For those of you who don't know me, my name's Tom, and I wasn't raised in a Christian family as probably some of you or most of you were. Just and between my family and God was never really talked about, never really mentioned or really where we came from. But I always had this feeling inside that we all had to come from somewhere. As a kid, primary school was pretty difficult for me as I was bullied pretty severely. And just wasn't really much fun at all. And finally, when one day it just got so hard and just I ended up just sitting alone for a long time. Ended up just for the first time ever praying. And I feel that my prayer was answered as Mum actually moved me from my old primary school to Oxley. And that's where I first was introduced to the concept of God and Jesus and what they did for us and how they saved us from our sins. In year six, I went to a front line for the first time and I knew for sure I was definitely going to come back. Since then, whenever I've been able to, I've been able to just come back because it's been so good, so great, you know. Because someone asked me if I want to do something Friday night, I was like, nah, I can't, mate. I've got to go to youth. And they just laugh at me. I'm just like, you can laugh all you want, but really it's just what I've got to do. Yeah. During last year's Youth Alive concert, one of the speakers there, he asked for those who had turned away from God or had asked God into their life to come down to the front and fill up the aisles, fill them all up as much as we could. And I ended up going down there and asking God into my life. Right then, that's when I turned to Christian. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." This verse really hits home for me as I believe the grace of God through his Son has saved me, and I believe that if I can be saved, so can everyone else on God's earth. Thanks for listening, guys.
Hi everyone, my name is Catherine, for those of you who don't know, and I'm in year 12 at Moorabbark College. I moved to LMC from a previous church in February last year, and after a year of rarely attending youth and not really engaging in church, I really felt like God was challenging me to attend summer camp, and despite only knowing a few people, my siblings, I did end up going along. So I went with my own plans, which were fulfilled, to make friends and to have, you know, my last bit of fun before school started. But as usual, God had something different planned and it was something far better. So being in an environment that was so full of the Holy Spirit, where I was really able to encounter God and give him so much of my time and thoughts, it made me realise that previously I'd not been putting God first and giving him the time he deserves. So when I got home, I made some changes. For example, I began reading the Bible daily. I've always loved school and learning in general, but for the first time I really found a love for studying God's word. I also began talking to God, not just when I needed something or when the timing was convenient for me, but throughout the day, and like just to give him praise and that sort of thing. Coming home from camp, as I really pushed myself to devote time to God, I had this yearning for more of him, and it's something I'd honestly never experienced before, and it's a feeling that I don't and didn't want to end. So after camp, I stopped making excuses, and I'm really proud to say that I've attended church and youth every week since, which is a huge contrast from last year. Not only has my relationship with God strengthened in doing so, I've personally grown in confidence and knowledge, and I've been able to share God with the people at my public school. So I just want to encourage you all to have a yearning for God, and like Pastor Graham says, step out into the water, don't stand ankle deep, and just always desire more of God, and continue to grow your faith.
Just blesses my heart so much to hear
people testify about God's goodness. And, you know, that's just four people that we've chosen out of youth. And I'm sure that we could have picked heaps more and heard amazing more testimonies. And it's just amazing for me, obviously, who's there every week doing it, but hopefully for you guys to know that just by coming along to youth on a Friday night, and obviously for those kids who don't go to church, makes a huge difference in their lives. And it's a privilege to be a part of that. And so if you're parents, or if you know, obviously, who send your kids along. And if you don't, we just encourage you to continue to encourage them to come along, because it's such an amazing place for young people to have fun. I love that Catherine said that camp was her fun before year 12. And we do have a lot of fun. And so we're just going to, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask Josh and Alana, if she's here, to come up. And I'm just going to do a really brief interview. And we heard a few testimonies, but come up now. So I'm just going to interview these guys about Frontline, and they're going to give you their honest answers about what it's like to be in youth. So why don't you give them a warm welcome, particularly Alana, who's just come from the bakery. And I think, which is Sky's mic? Thank you. Josh, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Josh.
What's your middle name?
Charles,
cool.
I go to Oxley.
And you're in what year?
7.
Yeah. What else?
I have a dog called Max.
Great. That's great. So, Josh, you went to kids' club when you were in primary school?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what did you expect Frontline to be like coming from kids' club? What did you expect youth to be like?
Well, when I went to the first night where Uproar was linking with Frontline and Bubble Soccer, I thought it would be really fun and would have lots of games. And
you thought we'd have games every week?
Yes.
Yeah. Were you a little bit disappointed when that turned out not to be the case?
Not really.
Oh, that's good. So what is your favourite part of youth now? Because we don't do games like bubble soccer every week, do we?
Probably life groups.
Life groups. And what happens in life group that makes it a favourite part of...
Well, I like splitting up into our age groups and talking about things and playing games.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you do any Bible studies in your life group?
Sometimes.
Might have to have a word to your leader. It's okay. And so Josh, what's been the best night so far in term one?
Probably Bounce.
Bounce. That. And what about the best spiritual night that you've had?
Probably the last one we had.
The last one with the guest speaker, Mike,
yeah.
From Teen Challenge?
Yep.
Great. And so, Josh, what advice would you give all of the youth here, or particularly kids who don't go to youth group, what advice would you give them?
Come along because it's fun.
And why else should they come along?
Because you can learn more about God.
Learn more about God and have fun at the same time. Good job. Great. Thank you, Josh. So this is Alana. Alana, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Alana. And I go to Oxley and I'm in year 12.
Yes. What do you do for a part-time job?
I work at Baker's Delight. I just came from there.
Thank you. So, Alana, how long have you been attending Frontline?
Since year 9.
Since year 9, so that's 3 years.
Yep.
4 years. 4 years. And,
yes,
four years. And Alana, what impact has youth, because you come to church now, but you didn't always come to church, what impact has Frontline had in your journey and your walk with God over those last 4 years?
I think I came to youth before I came to church, so youth is kind of my home where I grew with God most, especially being around all my friends and stuff like that. But I don't know, I wasn't a Christian before I came.
So pretty massive impact then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what has been, over the years, your favourite aspect of Frontline, like life groups,
Live nights, bubble
live.
Soccer nights.
Live.
Live nights?
Yeah.
So what tell everyone, for those who don't know, what happens and why that's a favourite part?
Well, live nights are like, I don't know, kind of like church.
Like tonight?
Yeah. Like you'll have worship and then a speaker or something like that. But I just like live because I love worship so much. And like all the guest speakers that we seem to have are just really cool people. And
what about the regular speakers that we have?
Yeah, they're cool too. I just love the vibe and stuff at live.
It has a good vibe. And so what's been the best night out of the last 4 years at Frontline? Is there one that like stands out in your mind?
Yes.
What is it?
When Gary Wilson spoke.
Ah, do you remember the message?
No, I just remember that, like, I was, like, something changed in me.
Okay, so it was an encounter night.
Yes.
Encounter moment.
Yes.
Cool. And so what advice would you give year sevens, like Josh here, about coming to youth?
Don't just come to youth for the fun. it's a great place to really grow your faith and, you know, you can't experience or change who you are unless you take the leap of faith and let the Holy Spirit work through you. So come along and bring friends.
And are you going to miss it next year when you're not going to be in your 12?
Yeah, I am. A lot.
All right, great. Why don't we give our interviewees a hand? Thanks, guys. So I'm actually now going to hand over to one of our great youth leaders who's just going to bring the message tonight, Daniel, and he is an amazing leader. He does a great job in worship, running life groups. He's also part of our core leadership team too. So give it up for Daniel as he shares the word.
Oh, good evening, church. It's great to get an opportunity to come and share some things tonight. So as Nick said, my name's Daniel. I'm one of the leaders at Youth. And tonight I just wanted to share some of the things we've been talking about in our life groups. And so as Josh said, life groups is when we split up into our year levels and muck around a bit. Sometimes we talk about the Bible, other times it's games. But we have some really good discussions and it's a great time for our youth to ask us questions, have more of a discussion rather than hearing a message. And this term, our focus has been on becoming men and women of God. And so that's what I want to talk about tonight. I found that it's something that, as I study the notes we have and prepare each week, that it's something that's challenged me. And I've come away from each life group night being challenged in myself just to work on the things that I'm talking about. And so 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11 says, "When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me." So the first few questions that jump out in this passage are the following. When do I become a man? What does it mean to put the ways of childhood behind me? Often you hear that we have to be childlike, so it's a bit weird when you sort of hear that and you go, hang on, you know, what's the go there? And thirdly, how do I become a man? And to answer these questions, I think we just have to first look at how we transition from being a child to a man. So if we look at today's culture, before a child becomes a man, they go through their teenage years. However, in other cultures, it's different, such as tribal areas in Vanuatu. To become a man, they perform a land dive, which is basically they climb up the top of this tower they've made and jump off with vine leaves as a bungee cord. And if they dive off and they don't kill themselves, they become a man. So luckily, that's not our culture. But So it's different depending on what culture, but obviously God doesn't have different criteria for us because he's God, never changing. So when do we become a man or woman of God? Well, the short answer is we become a man of God when we decide to. It's whenever we want to. We make that decision ourselves. As 1 Corinthians 13, 11 says, We become a man when we put the ways of childhood behind us. 1 Timothy 4 verse 12 says, not to let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, conduct, love, faith and impurity. It doesn't say when you turn 18, that's when you can start to set an example. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 20 says, it challenges us to stop thinking like children. It says, in regard to evil, be infants, but in your thinking, be adults. Not when you turn 21, that's when you start thinking like adults. The Bible doesn't mention the word teenager or adolescent. You'll notice in all the verses mentioned, the Bible talks about boys becoming men and girls becoming women. So in our discussions at youth, we introduced the person who's known as the kidult. So they still want to be a kid, but it's sort of stuck between being a kid and being an adult. These are some of the characteristics of a kidult. They're annoying. Do you think back, think of babies, they might have food all over their face and it's all adorable and cute, but if you think of a teenager or a young man with food all over their face, it's sort of like, come on, Unless you guys with a group of guys, then it's fine. But kidults are also confused. They don't understand where they sit. They want to be independent and make their own choices, but they only want to make choices that are easy, that they're comfortable with, that suit them. And they just want to continue to be consumers as they were when they're children, not contributors like they are called to be when they're adults. Kidults are time wasters. They have great potential, but they waste that potential by doing pointless things. They aren't prepared to put in the hard yards to reach their goals, their calling, their potential. Kidults are also insecure. They're uncertain, unsure, unstable. They're afraid of commitment, and they're not prepared to go through rough times and stick at something. As soon as the going gets tough, they move on to the next thing. In short, kidults are lukewarm. They're neither hot or cold. And you know what the Bible says about lukewarm Christians? We don't want to be that. So at youth, we really this term wanted to equip the youth to make the transition from kidult or child to adult without going through that kidult stage, because God doesn't want us to do that. So before I go on just any further about some more points, I thought I'd just share my testimony from youth and how going to youth helped me to become a man of God rather than stick in my kidult childish ways. So as many of you would know, I've been brought up in a very strong Christian family and background. I've come to Life Ministry Centre since I was a baby, and went to Oxley from kinder all the way through year 12. And my parents are both teachers at Oxley. So if anyone needs a definition of someone who's grown up in a Christian church environment, I'm that person. I've been very lucky growing up to have such a supportive family and a family where God and church was a priority. And as a result, I've had a very sheltered childhood, which I mean in a very good way. There's not anything I could really complain about in regards to my upbringing. However, looking back now, there's still a time in my life where I needed to become a man of God. I had to make that decision for myself. If I had been content in just going through the motions of my upbringing, I wouldn't have developed anything in my Christian walk. I'd be a kidult. So during year 7 and 8, I didn't really come to youth that much. I was very much into my sport, in my basketball and tennis. I'd tennis the Friday night, Saturday morning, basketball Saturday afternoon. And then I'd go to church if mum and dad went to church. So it wasn't until year 9 where I began to really commit to youth. And that was because my parents made a conscious decision to encourage myself and my brothers to come to youth. And you know, they even moved to Churnside to centre themselves around the church environment, which I really honour them for that. And as I began to come to the youth more, it turned into my decision to come to youth, and it was my commitment that I made. As soon as I made that commitment to youth, that's when my relationship with God began to develop. I was challenged to respond to messages at Frontline Lives. Camps provided awesome opportunities to encounter God, and being involved in things like the youth band meant that I now had a responsibility to lead by example and not just spectate, but become a part of youth and also lead by example in my everyday activities. Looking back, I see this as such a valuable thing, especially considering, guess what, how the world influences us to become men compared to now I had a commitment to youth. Every week I was being influenced by my leaders on how to become a man. So one moment that stands out to me as I look back on youth is there's one moment in year 10 where I had some tryouts for Victorian Christian School's basketball competition that some kids from Oxley got to try out for. And having grown up, I tried out for a few teams, such as Cobras, but I never made the team, never made the cut. And this tryout, you know, I was excited for it, but I injured my knee a couple of days beforehand. Not a bad injury, but enough where I just had to hobble around and couldn't really do much. But somehow I made the cut. So it came down time for the second lot of tryouts, and I injured my other knee. So the same injury where I couldn't move around. So I was pretty disappointed. It was a bad experience. I felt pretty useless, and obviously I didn't make the team. And so I had two options from this experience. I could become bitter about it. I could complain. Let it be something I even brag about. I think that's the big thing that's become big in our society is people complain about when they think things are unfair, and especially with social media, it's like, how many likes can I get if I put up this status? And so they concentrate on these things, and it takes away their enjoyment from life. The Bible talks about the thief coming to steal, kill, and destroy, and that could have happened in my situation. I could have focused on this rather than enjoying life, and even if it was for only a month or a week, that would be a win for the enemy. The other option was to look to God about it, to see what I could learn, what might some of the positives be from it. And this is what I was encouraged to do because I was in youth in an environment where, I was encouraged to do those sort of things. So this is what I did. And I sort of reflected on, you know, maybe why did this happen? What can I take from it? And looking back, like, I thought about my Cobras experience and how if I had made that team, it would have been games Friday night, training Sunday morning. You know, there's my church and youth commitment gone if I had have done that. And same with this, I would have missed opportunities within youth. So it became something that I was thankful for and joyful for, and a memorial stone in my life that I looked back on. And it was a moment where I could either be a kid up and be bitter about it, just, you know, focus on, or become a man of God and try and look to God to see what I could take from that experience. So I was just going to go through some of the things that we need to do to act like men of God rather than kid ups. And I just want to challenge you when I just mentioned a few of these things to think about in your own lives if they apply to you, because I know for myself that it's so easy to split back into kid-old and childish ways in various aspects of your life, and it's what challenged me this term talking to my youth kids, I'd start talking about things and go, hang on, I'm not really doing that very well in my own life. I need to think about that. So, take time just to have a think about it yourself. Often we don't even realise that we're acting childish in areas until we stop and think. So firstly, we need to do the hard things. 2 Timothy 2 verse 3 says, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Kidults avoid putting themselves in situations where they have to endure hardship. They skirt around issues in their lives. They don't submit to Christ. They don't commit. They don't want to take responsibility and move on. And they move on to the next thing when the going gets tough. As men and women of God, we need to tirelessly work through the hard times. Once we get through these hard times, you'll find that your relationship with God strengthens. So we need to continue to work on things, even if it seems we don't see any results. We also need to embrace discipline. Hebrews 12 verse 11 says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for these who have been trained by it. We need to be willing to learn, to be shaped by God, willing to submit and embrace discipline when it comes. Kidults want to avoid discipline. When they're disciplined, they try to shift the blame to others. They don't want to take responsibility. They justify themselves. They lay blame on others and claim that it is unfair. How often do you see, on those highway police TV shows where someone's over the limit and they come up with all these excuses and, oh, it's not fair because this is, what I need to live on driving. But really, it was their choice. They're just not taking responsibility for it. They don't want to take responsibility for it. We also need to flee and pursue the right things. 2 Timothy 2 verse 22 says, flee the evil desires of your youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love and peace, along with these who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. The world tells us to pursue the evil, selfish ways of our heart, to go out and explore. Life's a big party, you don't have to do any of these mundane things, just go out and have fun. But as adults, we need to flee these evil desires and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. So, just to sum up, God calls us to be men and women of God. He doesn't want us to be kidults, just going through the motions, just being content with where we're at. If you say that you're content with where you're at with God, then that's not quite what God wants. He wants us to keep seeking Him, keep pushing into Him deeper. As men and women of God, that's what we have to do. I just want to challenge you again just to look in your own lives to areas where you might be being childish. And it's a big challenge for myself as well because it's so easy, again, like I just want to stress, it's so easy to slip back into those childish ways, even after being years and years of being a Christian. So that's what we're really wanting to equip our youth with today. It's something that, for myself, coming up through youth, I'd probably still be a kidult if it wasn't for youth. And I just challenge the youth here tonight to keep coming to church. Make it a commitment in your own life. Don't just come because your parents say so, but make it a choice of your own life. So like Tom, you can say, no, I'm coming to youth, no matter what other people say. So that's all I have to say tonight. Lastly, I'd just like to really honour Nick and Andy for all the work they do, being at the forefront of our youth team. I think it'd be great just if we honour them tonight for the environment they set.